The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 159, The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at weaversdepartmentstore.com and pick up some of your favorite Mayberry stuff. It's all there, weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Hey, and tonight's executive producer for episode number 159 is Kelly Mutchler. Hey, Kelly, we appreciate your donation, and thanks a lot. Every little bit helps. And thank you to the Mayberry Band. Hey, that's great. Folks, I hope you're going to enjoy tonight's episode. We're going to talk about The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, Don Knotts' first movie after he left The Andy Griffith Show. It's going to be a good one. I spent a lot of time this week trying to come up with all the information that was related to The Ghost of Mr. Chicken and how it ties in with The Andy Griffith Show itself. And we're going to be getting to that. Before we do, one last thing I want to mention. We're also being sponsored this week by Audible. If you go by our website at twochairsnowaiting.com, you'll see a link there just beside Weaver's for audible.com. Audible has great audiobooks. You like listening to the podcast? It might be something you'd like to do, listening to audiobooks. I know I really enjoy it. That's what I listen to on my iPod. I get it and don't have time to read a lot, but I can get into these books that are audiobooks, and I go and listen to them. So don't want to make a big commercial out of it, but if you drop by the link at twochairsnowaiting.com and buy stuff or sign up for a free, it's actually free for 14 days, you can get a free book and listen to it, and no obligation. You can cancel within 14 days, and if you do, it helps out the podcast, so we appreciate that. All right, away from all these commercials, 2 minutes in, I hadn't even started yet. So let's get started. We got a lot to cover. The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. The Ghost and Mr. Chicken was Don's first movie, and it was set in Rachel, Kansas. It was the name of the town. And it's one of my favorite Don Knotts movies ever. I guess mainly it would be because Don Knotts plays basically Barney in that movie. He's Luther in the movie, Luther Hegg. But he is so much like Barney, and reckon why that might be. Well, let me give you a little bit of the background I discovered as I went through it. Let's go through some of these audio clips, because I have a ton of them. So let's just listen to the audio clips, and we'll go through it as I play. So here we go. This is the opening of the movie. This is what the audio sounds like. Now, that voice that you're hearing is a drum. And guess who played it? Hal Smith. And he got hit over the head by a board and got knocked out. You hear the murder? That's Clara Edwards. Clara Edwards yelling, murder, when she saw Otis got hit over the head. If you haven't ever seen this movie, a great movie, you got to watch it. But that was Clara, and she was screaming, murder. Well, that music you heard is by Vic Mizzy, M-I-Z-Z-Y. He did the music for The Addams Family, Green Acres, and several other things. And he did the music that you hear, and the music's very familiar. You'll be able to hear it more as we go throughout this podcast. But we're getting back to the Mayberry Connection. So we've already seen Hal Smith, and Hal was he was playing a drunk, and he's going to be in it again in a few minutes as with his so he'll be speaking again because he shows up again. Now what happens is basically Don Knotts, Luther Heggs, he sees the guy get hit over the head, and so does Clara. She sees him get hit. Now Otis's name in the movie is Calver, C-A-L-V-E-R, Calver Weems, and Susanna Blush is Clara Edwards. Well, now that's just two of the people from the Andy Griffith Show that we're going to see here on The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. The movie was written by Jim Fritzell and Everett Greenbaum. And those names to Andy Griffith Show fans, at least big ones like me and some of you guys that are listening, those are writers from the Andy Griffith Show. Matter of fact, I believe it was Everett or Jim, I can't remember, they wrote 29 plus episodes, and probably together because they were a writing team. And I'd written that down. Of course, now I can't find it. But they wrote it. They did these great movie with Don, and it was just a great show. So now, before we go on any further, I want to go back and talk about the house. The house that you see at the beginning of the movie is, let me pull this up here so I'll be able to tell you better. But it is the Simmons House is what it was called. The Simmons House. So the house in The Ghost of Mr. Chicken, a lot of people think it looks like the house off of the movie Psycho, which it does look a lot like that. But according to my research, it's because the studio used the same modules to build both the Psycho House and the Simmons House. Now, the Simmons House was built originally for a 1964 movie called So Goes My Love. And then it was changed, and it was also known as the Allison House in Ghost of Mr. Chicken. Now, in that movie, it was lit, scary, and they'd made the made everything look really scary there. And it was also in the movie, I could tell you, named Harvey. Yeah, you may have heard of that movie with Jimmy Stewart. It was featured in that movie as well. But the house in Ghost of Mr. Chicken was built in the 1940s for So Goes My Love with Don Ameche. And it's very similar to the house on Psycho, as I said before. Now, one thing you probably don't know, if you ever watch, there's a new show, and a lot of Mayberry people may not watch it, but it's called Desperate Housewives. At this time, I believe this is its seventh season on ABC. But the house on The Ghost of Mr. Chicken is also Gabrielle's house on Desperate Housewives. Now, they've changed it. They've changed the front and changed the tower portion. I'm not sure what you'd call that. But the part of the house that had the little round window up in the thing, they've changed that and remodeled it. But it is Gabrielle's house on Desperate Housewives. I thought you'd find that kind of interesting. And they didn't want it to look like the house off of Psycho and off of this movie. So they changed the top of it a little bit. Now, just as it was also in a short-lived movie or TV show called, it was a spinoff of Animal House. You remember that movie? I didn't ever really see the movie, but I've definitely seen it. The house across the road from that was the Delta House, and that was the name of the spinoff, Delta House. It was a 1978 movie. But it was there, and then there's. I'll have some of these shots. I'll be uploading them to our Facebook site. So if you go to facebook.com/twochairs and look for episode number 159, you'll be able to see a lot of these things. So I just wanted to try to make sure you guys saw these and realize it was not the Psycho House. And there's a really neat shot that's an indoor set where they had rebuilt the houses indoors so you can see them. Now, I say houses, and the reason I say that is you don't really see it on The Ghost of Mr. Chicken, but on the studio lot, you had the house that we're looking at, the Ghost of Mr. Chicken house. Right next door to it is the Monsters, you know, from the old TV show The Monsters. That house is there, and they also use that house on Desperate Housewives. I realize this is not Andy Griffith related, but I thought it was interesting trivia for The Ghost of Mr. Chicken, so I hope you guys or enjoying at least some of this stuff. There's going to be links to websites where you can go and look at more detail. Studiotour.com is where I found a lot of the information. Some of it was, I couldn't confirm, but it looked like it was pretty close. So, all right, so let's go on to our next audio clip because, wow, we're already 9 minutes in, and I have got, let me see how many. I've got somewhere around 16 audio clips. I don't think I'm going to finish it tonight. So you folks, I hope you enjoy this because there may be a whole nother episode next week finishing up. So if Don Knotts, Luther Heggs, after he'd seen the murder, goes down to the police station to announce it and tell everybody about it. And here's his line from that.
Calm! Calm! Do murder and calm go together? Calm and murder? Murder?
Murder?
Murder!
Murder. Murder. So he's doing all that, yelling at the police sergeant. And then in comes Otis. Now, Otis, who's not playing Otis in this one, he's Calvert Weems, but that's who he's reported. In comes Otis. Now, I want you to listen. This is Otis and Barney. Now, you tell me that this doesn't sound like something straight off the Andy Griffith Show as Otis and Barney, when this is really Luther and Calvert. So here you go.
Throw me in the tank. She's the one that hit me with a board that thick.
What are you trying to do? Make a fool out of me?
You don't need much help, Scoop.
Put him in number three, Edna June.
But you're dead.
I am not.
I saw you.
You did not.
I didn't tell you. You're dead. 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 Dead.
All right, you two. That's enough.
So you tell me that doesn't sound like Otis and when he's in the jail cell arguing with Barney. Dead, didn't, dead, didn't. So I just love that clip. Now, before we go on into this, let me give you some of the people that I've listed out. I got a lot of stuff to cover. Don Knotts was Luther Heggs. We obviously know Don Knotts played Barney Fife. Charles Lane, now that name should be familiar to fans of the Andy Griffith Show. He was Mr. Frisbee on the Andy Griffith Show. Remember the guy who they were going to, you know, ain't be, we shall not move, or we shall not sing, we shall not sing. That episode, Mr. Frisbee gave Opie the chicken. He played Lawyer Whitlow, and we'll hear from him in a little while. Let's see who we've already heard from. We've already heard from Hal Smith, as I mentioned, Hope Summers. And we have several other things in here. We have the, let's go to this one here. Jim Begg. He plays later on here. He plays Deputy Herkley, and he was in episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, the Opie's drugstore job, and he just played a man on there. He was in Ain't Be the Juror. He was Charles Keyes in that, and then he was also in the episode County Clerk. So they were all color episodes, but he was in them. Let's go ahead and hear another audio clip as we run through this. I'm trying to keep you guys entertained. Now, this is another. This is right after that. The guys are making fun of Luther after he left the court, after he left the jail. And here's what they say. Now, listen to then. Is this not sound like Barney?
I wonder who's done him in.
I don't know. I can't wait to read the morning paper and find out.
All right, you two guys, you just better watch it. You see these hands? They're just as hard as steel.
Hey, look at him, Billy Ray. He's a karate champion. We better watch ourselves.
Go ahead, Luther.
Yeah, do something.
Why don't you run up an alley and holler fish?
All right, as we go on through here, we're going to be hearing for some more people. Now, if you're looking at the pictures, you're going to be able to see you have Burt Mustin. He's in this movie. Let's see if I can find him real quick. I've got so many names. It's just amazing how many people were in this movie. But Burt Mustin, he was on the Andy Griffith Show as Judd. Well, he plays Mr. D'Angelo. He's uncredited. Most of these actors are in this movie. And it's just amazing to me how many people from the movie are actually in these clips. So let's hear another. Oh, this is the deputy I was telling you about a minute ago. Deputy Herkley. This is him talking. And this is later after Don has already gone and stayed at the haunted house and been scared and all that kind of stuff. He's already been there, and he's come back, and he's back to the, what's it called? They've gone back to the, having a hard time here? The picnic. Thank you very much. So they're at the picnic, and this is them going, you're CFC and you're okay. Now this is Jim Begg. He was on the Andy Griffith Show. So here
you go. Hey, you're CFC and you're okay. You're CFC and you're okay. You're not CFC, but you're okay. You're CFC and you're okay. You're CFC and you're okay. You're not CFC.
I'm Rotary.
Get out of here.
He's Rotary. So if you can see the pictures, and I'll have these online, the picture I'm showing right now is Deputy Herkley. And as I said, he was on Opie's drugstore job. And he was also on Aunt Bee the Juror. That's the one where he was actually named as the character Charles Key. So he was on there as well. So, and here is Here is the mayor of the town of Rachel, who happens to be standing right behind the deputy here. But here, let's hear from him as well.
Atta boy, Carl!
My fellow citizens of Rachel. Well, the electrician must be a Democrat.
Famous line. Atta boy,
Carl!
Rachel has been humming for the past few days.
So that's the mayor of the town of Rachel. And where is his name? Dadgummit, I should have written down all these names in order. His name is Carl Preston on the show. His real name is J. Edward McKinley. And I don't know if you remember, but he was on the episode The Canon of the Andy Griffith Show. Is it The Canon? Remember that? His name was, he was the governor, George C. Hanley was his name. So he, the mayor there. Now that's a famous line of the electrician must have been a Democrat. And of course, we already had the attaboy Carl. So here it is.
Attaboy Carl.
That was a running gag throughout the entire movie. Now you may not know who it was. It was yelling, attaboy.
Attaboy, Luther!
Or attaboy.
Attaboy, Luther!
Or this.
Attaboy, Judge!
Or this.
Attaboy, Arnold!
Or this.
Attaboy, Luther!
And this one.
Attaboy, Luther!
That voice, ladies and gentlemen, is Everett Greenbaum, the writer of not only The Andy Griffith Show, but of this movie as well. So we have Everett Greenbaum. And I did not know that it was Everett that's yelling, attaboy, Luther. I didn't know that. And just so you know, and we're going to go ahead and start wrapping this up because I have got a lot more to tell you. And I'm going to have to roll it onto a second week because there's just so much more I want to run through here. But the idea of doing attaboy, Luther, that was actually already in the script. It was in there. But Andy Griffith is an uncredited writer on The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. Now, I may go into this some more, too. But Don, when they were having trouble putting the movie together and really making it flow and making it do what they wanted there, just to make it funny and stuff, Andy is and we've heard this before, an incredible script writer. And he was able to come in at the end of this show here. He was able to come in and take what was already written and just make little touches to it. And Andy really wanted to increase he thought that it would be a lot more funny if you had more of these.
Attaboy, Carl! Attaboy, Luther!
Of those where you never saw the guy and you never did see him.
Attaboy, Luther!
And Don Knotts reported that over his career, after this movie came out, he was yelled at all the time.
Attaboy, Luther!
All the time. Always. Attaboy, Luther.
Attaboy, Luther!
I've been at events with Don Knotts when that happened. That was a line that went around forever. And according to what I was able to determine reading through some of the literature, that became a fad of people yelling, attaboy, whoever it was, you know. And it came from The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. This was the first movie that Don made after he left The Andy Griffith Show. Hey, we hate that he left The Andy Griffith Show, but this is a great movie. We're going to come back next week because we've got lines like this one right here.
What was that you just did?
Oh, that's karate.
I didn't know you knew karate.
Oh, yeah, I've been studying it by mail for years. My whole body's a weapon.
We've got lines like that I hadn't even gone over yet. There's stuff that is not, that's Barney. That's Barney. It made my whole body a weapon. Yeah, that's what I did.
You knocked Simmons out, Luther?
That's right. Karate made my whole body a weapon.
So, folks, if you haven't had a chance to see this movie, go over to Weaver's. There's only one copy of the DVD that's called Don Knotts, The Reluctant Hero Pack. This is it right here. They've got it over there at Weaver's. They got one left is what it looked like they had in stock, but maybe they've got more. And if you can't find it there, find it somewhere, because it's not got only The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. It also has, what are the other movies? It's got The Reluctant Astronaut, Shakiest Gun in the West, and The Love God. Now, The Love God's not one of my favorites, but the other three, great, and The Apple Dumpling Gang as well. So I realize this is not Andy Griffith show related, but I do, well, it is related because it's definitely about Don Knotts. The writers from The Andy Griffith Show wrote this movie. The, you know, just so many things. We will visit it again next week because it is Halloween time here. And next week we'll be actually recording it on Halloween. So it'll be the 31st. Great day to finish up The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. So we'll have a part two of that. And I hope you'll join me back here for that as we head into even more, you know, just Mayberry fun here. So, folks, I'd love to hear from you. If you got some memories of this show or this movie, call me at 888-684-8415 or drop me an email at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can drop by twochairsnowaiting.com, leave us a message there, or you can finally go over to facebook.com/twochairs and leave a message while you're there looking at the pictures I'm going to post, because I'm going to post pictures from this episode so that you'll be able to go and see clips from The Ghost of Mr. Chicken, screen captures I should say. So you'll be able to have some of the fun that I had just looking into it. So, folks, I hope you enjoyed it. Great episode. Andy Griffith Show lives on forever. We'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs, No Waiting. Bye, guys.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.